我记得我在Stony Brook 讲完最后一堂我的 lecture 的时候。我跟我的学生讲，我讲这可能是我最后讲我本行的一个 lecture。我讲从今之后，我要做一个传道人
了。
结果全班都站起来，那 standing ovation 给我拍手给。完了之后，我离开到我办公室的时候，有很多的学生跟着我到我办公室来。
Afterwards, many students follow me to my home office.
大家为什么在你在你的事业巅峰的时候你做传道人？
They ask me why is it that I think of my profession that I would change it to be a minister.
我讲我没有办法再喝一杯咖啡的时间跟你讲明。
I say I cannot tell you this over a cup of coffee.
有一天我会把它写成一本书，作为神的见证。
I'm going to write into a book to be a testimony.
我们这次带来了很多这本书献身的经历。
We have brought many of these books.
甚至于这一次我第一堂的讲道与神同工，我在这里面也有一篇讲章在里面讲到。
The first message that I gave co-working with God, this message is also included in this book.
我希望这能帮助你，帮助你的朋友，如果他不信的话，你也可以送他一本。
I hope this book will help to you and your non-believing friends.
我另外一本书是我的讲章，我写的今天开我们一同思想到我们第三堂我们的信息。我们打开我们的圣经，打开到耶利米书，我们看第三十七章，我们一同从第一节念到第十节。耶利米书三十七章第一节到第十节。
Jeremiah 37:1-10.
来，我们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
从第一节，约西亚的儿子西底家代替约雅敬的儿子哥尼亚为王，是巴比伦王尼布加尼撒立在犹大地做王的。但西底家和他的臣仆并国中的百姓多不听从耶和华借先知耶利米所说的话。西底家王打发示利米亚的儿子尤甲和祭司马西亚的儿子西番雅去见先知耶利米说，求你为我们祷告耶和华我们的神。那时耶利米在民中出入，因为他们还没有把他囚在监里。法老的军队已经从埃及出来，那围困耶路撒冷的加勒底人听见他们的风声，就拔营离开耶路撒冷去了。耶和华的话临到先知耶利米说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，犹大王打发你们来求问我，你们要如此对他说，那出来帮助你们法老的军队必回埃及本国去，加勒底人必再来攻打这城，并要攻取用火焚烧。耶和华如此说，你们不要自欺说加勒底人必定离开我们，因为他们必不离开。你们即便杀败了与你们征战的加勒底全军，但剩下受伤的也必从个人从帐篷里起来用火焚烧这城。好，我们就读到这个地方。我们在这里特别看到的第八节里面讲到神说，你们不要自欺。
Do not deceive yourself.
今天早上我们一同思想的主题是自欺的人。我们要看一个人物，这个人物是西底家。神指了跟先知跟这个西底家讲，你是一个自欺的人。好，我们再看另外一节经句，在历代志下三十六章。我们看从十一节到第十三节是圣经，也就是神对这个自欺的人的一个评语。十三节，十一节到第十三节。听我读一下。 历代志下第三十六章第十一节，西底家登基的时候年二十一岁，在耶路撒冷作王十一年，行耶和华他神眼中看为恶的事。先知耶利米以耶和华的话劝他，他仍不在耶利米面前自卑。尼布加尼撒曾使他指着神起誓，他却背叛强项，硬心不归服耶和华以色列的神。
Second Chronicles chapter 36 verse 11. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath in God's name. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart.And would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel.
神讲西底家是个自欺的人。
God says that Zedekiah was a self-deceived person.
我们从历代志下里面，神给了三句对西底家的评语。
Second Chronicles, God bring about three statements criticizing him.
第一个讲他是行耶和华他神眼中看为恶的事，他行恶的人。
First of all, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God.
也就是讲他不行耶和华神的旨意。第二，我们看到怎么样？他借着他的先知劝他的时候，怎么样？他不自卑。他是一个凭自己不顺从神的一个人。第三，我们看到神使他在巴比伦王尼布加尼撒面前对着神起誓。对神起誓说他要服从巴比伦王。然后西底家却背叛巴比伦王。毁了他在神面前起的誓，这个不怕神的一个人。我们知道西底家是一个自欺的一个人。巴比伦王在西元前597年的时候按立西底家作为犹大的王。
Zedekiah was put into to be the king of Judah by the Babylonian king in 579.
那时候他只有二十一岁。
He was only 21 years old then.
尼布加尼撒王要他在神面前发誓，叫他做王归顺他。
And Nebuchadnezzar forced him to take an oath before God to be submissive to the king of Babylon.
他在耶路撒冷做王做了十一年，也就是到586年耶路撒冷被毁，他就被、抓到巴比伦。
He reigned in Jerusalem for 11 years until 586 Jerusalem was burned down.
他做了将近九年的王之后，到西元前588年的时候就背叛了巴比伦王。
After 9 years he rebelled against King Babylon, King of Babylon.
神借了他的仆人以耶利米叫他跟西底家讲，你是一个自欺的人。
So God through the prophet Jeremiah told Zedekiah that he was a self-deceived person.
今天早上我们用三个角度来看西底家。
This morning we will examine this person from three angles.
巴不得这三个角度，求神用圣灵来检查我们中间每一个人。
And through this, God through His Holy Spirit will examine each one of us.
求神让我们看我们是不是一个自欺的一个人。
May God allow us to see whether we are a self-deceived person.
我们中间是不是有一点巴比伦王案例的这个西底家他的一些性情在我们的心中？
Whether we have some characteristics similar to Zedekiah, who was ordained to be king by the king of Babylon.
如果我们要开到水深之处的话，
If we want to launch out to the deep,
我们不能做一个自欺的人。我们讲到第一堂，我们讲到我们必须要做一个与神同工的一个人。要做一个与神同工的人，我们必须要有主耶稣基督的视线 ，divine vision。我们不但要主耶稣基督的视线，要能够听主耶稣基督的命令 ，divine command。我们看到神怎么样的用一个人，一个渔夫，一个自己当初自己以为自己很卓越的一个渔夫彼得。
And we see how God used a fisherman who think that he was so good in his own profession.
但是因为彼得他讲了这句话，但依从你的话，我就下网，改变了他的一生。
But Peter was willing to say, on your word, I'm going to put down my net, and that changed his whole life.
因为彼得肯开始的时候，让这条船让主耶稣基督上来使用成为讲台的时候，这条船把他跟主耶稣基督连接了起来。
Because in the beginning, Peter was unwilling to use his boat for the Lord. He was to be a puppet, and the boat became the connection between him and the Lord.
以致彼得可以开到水深之处。
That's why Peter could launch into the deep.
弟兄姐妹们，中间你有很多的可以奉献给神当做工具。借了这艘小船，把你跟主耶稣基督连接起来，带到水深之处。如果你要这样做的话，你必须要有彼得的心思，说 But 依从你的话，我愿意效法。我们要开到水深之处，主耶稣并不是看重的是怎么样，看重的是你的恩赐和你奉献的东西。因为我们知道主耶稣所看到的视线最终看到的是功能，功能，功能。所以主耶稣基督最后有一个 divine calling， 把彼得从那个一而再再而三退却又奉献又退却的光景中间呼召了出来。
So eventually after Jesus call Peter, even though he had retreated over and over again.
From
now on, Jesus told him, "From now on, you'll be catchers of men."
从今之后，你要变成跟我一同同工的人了。
From now on, you'll be co-working with me.
巴不得我们中间的人有这个彼得的心意被呼召出来。
And that many of us among us, we have this desire in our heart like Peter's to be called.
你知道，常常我们传道人，我们会给呼召。请弟兄姐妹们做决定，能够到前面来。
Sometimes the preacher will give a calling and ask brothers and sisters to come forward.
感谢主，神用唐牧师在那天呼召一批人出来。
We thank God that God used a Reverend Tom to call a group the other day.
我听得很清楚，唐牧师呼召的时候讲什么话语。
I heard very clearly what he said when he called.
我希望我们中间每一个人都听得很清楚，传道人在给呼召的时候。代表了奉耶和华的名神的名呼召你们的时候是讲的是什么话。
And I hope every one of us will listen very carefully when his servant in his name calls us, what word he will be using.
这是神给的呼召，不是唐牧师给的呼召。
Because it's a calling from God, not a calling from his servant.
也不是李定武给的呼召。
Neither is from Reverend Tom or from Reverend Lee.
但是当你 respond 这呼召出来的时候，你要听得很清楚是什么呼召。
When you come forward by calling, you must hear very clearly what the calling is about.
我把我自己经历跟你讲一下。
Let me share with you my own experience.
20年前在 St. Mary's, Ohio, 王永兴牧师呼召的时候，我出来了。
20 years ago, at St. Mary's, when Thomas Wang made the call, I came forward.
我听到他的呼召是讲，你们要把自己奉献给神，进入到神的工厂做传道的呼召出来了。
I heard his calling and said you want to dedicate yourself to God so that you will work in his mission field.
我在回去的时候几天。
After I left camp 7 days later.
已经心中火呢稍微冷了一点。
My heart already grew a little bit colder.
你就会讲我那个呼召是什么样的一个呼召。
And I question myself, what kind of calling was that calling?
呼召弟兄姐妹们，我常常跟我们中间弟兄姐妹们讲，呼召有一般是 general 性的呼召，一般性的呼召。我愿意把我的一生交在主的手里面。有谁愿意起来？把自己一生奉献给神的。general 的护照，一般性的护照。每一个做神儿女的人都应当把自己怎么样奉献给神的手里面。还有一种护照是 specific 护照。把你的工作放下来，全时间奉献。你自己知道唐牧师那天的护照是什么样的护照。
Do you understand what the calling was coming through Reverend Tom.
Don't rationalize yourself. 回去之后
when you go back, do not rationalize yourself.
不要讲这只是一个 general 的护照。
And don't say that it's just a general calling.
你自己知道这是一个 general calling 还是 specific calling?
You ought to know yourself.
我告诉你我自己的经历。
So I told you my own experience.
你也不要讲李牧师以前也这样做，所以我也可以这样做。
So don't say that his superiority did that, so I'll do this as well.
我回去之后想，那是一个 rational, 那是一个 general 的护照。
And when I went back, I thought, oh, that was a general calling.
我心中很有平安，把它放下来了。
So I just.Put it away, and peace in the heart.
但是神不放过我。
But God will not let me go.
也再而三，时时刻刻那个会引出来。
Over and over again, ever so often, the thought will come up.
直到1982年，我那个 Thanksgiving 的时候，那个话很重的在我心中出来。
Until the Thanksgiving of 1982, the word come up so strong and so clear.
那时候我在 Rutgers University, New Jersey 教书。
University,
我们每到了六年之后，第七年并不是 automatic 就有 sabbatical 的。
We don't automatically have a sabbatical leave.
因为 Rutgers 的 sabbatical 给的很好，是一年给你 80% 的 salary， 而不是一个学期啊。
Because they provide us whoever gets a sabbatical for 80% salary for the entire year.
所以你要 apply 的。
So you need to apply for it.
Apply 的时候，我在打字填那个表的时候。
While I was making the application, typing on the form.
上面讲你把你过去六年的 research summary 把它写下去给一个 reflection 你过以后 looking forward the next 7 years research 你准备哪个方向你把它写出来
you also give the projection of your next 7 years what are you going to do in your research
how are you going to be 在这个一年中间把过去扭转到面前
within this 1 year how are you going to turn from the past to the future
弟兄姐妹我巴不得我们做神的工作也像俗世之子这么聪明你看这个 application 这个 application form 写得多好
May that way in the works of the Lord will be so wise as this
但是神可以用怎么样世俗上的 application form 来怎么样来给我属灵的教训
But God uses application form of the world to give me spiritual lesson
当我在打的时候我讲我是不是应当怎么样应当在我 spiritual 上面也有个 reflection
Myself, should I have a reflection, my spiritual life as well?
我过去侍奉神，我自己开始了一个侍奉的机构，已经11年了。
I say, how did I minister to the Lord? I started this organization for 11 years already.
我跟几个弟兄姐妹们开始一个教会，也开始了4年了。开。
We already started a church with some brothers and sisters in 4 years.
我讲再下去10年，我的侍奉的方向是什么
？What am I going to do the next 10 years? What is my direction?
正在这个时候的时候，神。把我以前那个呼召我的那个变成一个很强的一个问题放在我的心里面
Just at that very moment God made use of the calling that I had many years ago and became very strong in my heart
如果我向你要你最喜欢的你肯不肯给我
If I ask you to be the one that you love most will you give me?
我最喜欢的就是我的 professorship
The one that I love most was my professorship
这个句话一直在我的心里面你最喜欢的你肯不肯给我我讲这个问题一直怎么样一直我都有但是我一直不需要理睬他我讲what more神啊你还要向我要
what more do you want to
我不但超过了金钱上11的奉献我时间上怎么样都是11而超过我只上4天班的啊我教书的时候从来星期五不去的星期五奉献给神的 我讲我不但自己有一个怎么样 parachurch 的 ministry 我还怎么样开始了一个教会还在教会中间讲道 我要 rationalize 跟我们中间很多都在 rationalize 你现在大概就在 rationalize 你前天的奉献昨天的奉献
I try to rationalize myself
但是我在神面前那个声音强到一个地步讲我讲 Lord 如果我不把这个问题解决的话我怎么样 I cannot preach I determine not to preach
But the inner voice becomes so strong that I say if I do not solve this problem I cannot preach anymore
如果我站在人的面前要叫你们奉献要叫你们爱主我自己 holding something back 的话我不能讲道
How can I tell help others to love the Lord and to dedicate, and yet I have something to dedicate.
所以我决定用我 sabbatical year 九个月来 answer 就是这个问题。
And so I use my sabbatical year to answer this particular question.
我想其他的东西都在这本书上，我不必再讲了。
All the rest is written in that book. I'm not going to repeat.
你不要说我经过这么多年才从 general 的奉献进到 specific 的奉献，你也可以这样说啊。
And don't say that, Pastor Lee. You through so many years you change from general calling to specific.
我们今天讲，一开始都讲，我们今天会讲到两个神学思想。
In the beginning, I mentioned two theological thinking.
一个神学思想，感谢主，我们中间很多已经了解、体会过了 remnant theology.
One is the revelation theology, and we already
remnant theology. 犹大剩余的，我们中间是剩余的一批在这边。犹大剩余的要向下扎根，向上结果。
The remnants of Judah will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
第二个神学思想。
And the second thought we want to develop.
Covenant theology.
Covenant theology.
我们都是立约的人。
We are the people making a covenant with God.
如果我们对神的约，我们把它怎么样背约的话，我们看到西底家就是一个背约的人。好，我们来看，我们从三个角度来看。第一个角度，我们讲西底家是个自欺的人，因为他只求福而不肯付代价的一个人。我们昨天晚上讲到彼得临死之前给我们讲最宝贵的一句教训。追求属灵的 excellence， 要把我们自己的 excellence 慢慢慢慢的破碎，让神的 excellence 在我们中间显明出来。什么是神的 excellence？
What is the excellence of God？
就是 the glory and the virtue of Jesus Christ， 神主耶稣基督的荣耀跟美德。什么是主耶稣基督的荣耀？
What is the glory of Jesus Christ？
荣耀就是神的性情属性， His attribute and His essence， 他的本质。
His glory, His attribute, His essence。
神的本身就是 excellence， 卓越。
God Himself is excellent。
什么是基督的美德？
What is the virtue of Christ？
基督的美德就是 His excellence expressed in deeds， 在行为上面显出来。
His virtue is His excellence expressed in His。
我们怎么样把我们自己的 excellence， 自己的骄傲，自己的自我能够慢慢的破碎掉？
How can we break all our pride and our self-deceit？
借了信心，借了十字架，借了流眼泪，慢慢的把这些破碎。我们看到彼得在彼得后书第一章第二节里面给我们讲，我们要认识怎么样基督之后怎么样，我们才能够得到恩典与平安。我如果 paraphrase 讲这第二节的彼得后书第一章第二节的时候，也就是讲很多的人希望能够得到平安跟恩惠，但是不愿意付代价。西底家怎么样？就是这样的一个人，想求福而不肯付代价的人。我们看到西底家曾经三次求问神。我们看到三十七章第三节里面，他跟怎么样神的仆人这样讲。
We heard that he told the servant of God，
求你为我们祷告耶和华我们的神。
Please pray to our Lord our God。
但是他自己有没有付代价的？没有。
Ready to pay a price？ No。
你知道人在危机的时候，我们知道是兵临城下，他非常的紧张。巴比伦王的兵围到怎么样耶路撒冷来了。巴比伦王的军队已经逼近到一个城，那个城是以色列最坚固的一个城，叫做拉杰。
The army was coming very close. The city closest to Jerusalem is
Lachet。 这个拉杰这个城，你知道拉杰这个城？我四年前我去耶路撒冷去以色列的时候，特别好好的看了一下这个城。
4 years ago, when I was in Jerusalem, I went to visit the city.
山上的一个什么呀？一个山顶上面啊。
The city built on top of the mountain.
啊，我们去的时候，我们那个教授就带我们去。
Professor led us to
the visit. 你知道拉杰是所罗门所建造的几个 stronghold 中间的一个。
One of the strongholds built by King Solomon.
啊，他讲你们看这一层土，那个土是怎么样？他们考古的时候把一片整个切开来，所以你看到整个半层的土啊，在那个地方。
And you could see that level because through their archaeological digging, you could see.
这样我们看的时候，这个很奇怪啊，这个土啊。有一层大概有这么深，嗯，四尺左右的颜色跟上跟下不一样的。
That level about 4 feet high, with the color different from above or below.
这 professor 讲很少人知道这个颜色土为什么跟上下不一样。
Professor told us very few people understand why it has a different color.
在20世纪初期，有个英国的考古家来。
Early of the 20th century, there was a British archaeologist.
他想不通为什么这一条。横的整个这个墙，它切过去的时候啊，土切过去的时候，一层有4尺左右的土是黑的。
You can understand why this wall, in cutting across for about 4 feet high, is black in color.
你知道这些考古家身上都带了很多 plastic bag， 跟 detective 一样的啊，带很多 plastic bags.
You carry a lot of plastic bags in there.
所以他就把上面的土颜色淡的把它拿一点，把下面的黑的那一圈的土拿了很多，装在一个袋子里面带回实验室去。你知道他发现什么？
What did he discover?
这个黑的土啊，通通是血。
And the black layer was all blood.
一层4尺的都是血。
For 4 feet high, it was all blood.
你知不知道拉杰的历史是什么？
这层面。拉杰。
你知道这个 Hasigai 啊？还是盖这个王西底家在西西家这个王的时候面临的时候怎么样？那个古树人，古树人过来攻击这个城。
You know, in the time of Hezekiah, they also faced some strong enemies from the Cushite.
围了这个城，攻这个城攻不下去。
When the city was surrounded, they could not conquer the city.
我们如果看圣经的时候叫这个 Hezekiah 怎么样在神面前祷告，神怎么样一天突然天使来一个晚上怎么样所有185,000多人的敌人通通死掉了。
And we read from the Bible that Hezekiah being prayed to the Lord and God sent angels overnight 118,000 of the enemy's army were completely destroyed.
我们现在还看着见这个墙筑得很高，所以这个敌人很坏，他们抓了从别的城里面抓了犹太人来。
City wall was very high, and the enemy will capture other people into the city.
你知道攻城的时候很害怕啊，那个里面的人很害怕，他在怎么样？他在造一个 ramp 上去，到这个城墙上面去。
When they attacked the city, it was very difficult, so they built a ramp reaching up to the wall.
而前面这些怎么样？都是用的犹太人在前面 build ramp， 所以犹太人杀自己的犹太人。很不忍心。整个4尺多的全是血。人家考古家就在讲，这个怎么会天使一夜之间把他们杀掉？有很多不同的讲法。有一种讲法，因为他攻城攻了好久。
Someone
would say because they had tried to attack the city for a long time. 啊，为什么他们跑到亚述人的那个考古的时候，发现怎么样？亚述王回去是画了一幅这个，雕了一幅画，怎么样攻这个拉杰城？
Because they discovered in the Assyrian archaeologists that the king of Assyria had drawn a picture how he was going to attack this city of Lachish.
上面的以色列人工具都没有了，刀也没有了，就丢石头，还有烧开水就往下倒，甚至于怎么样？那个画里面还有怎么样？女人用那个 milling stone 磨石往下掉，丢。
The Israelites were out of weapons of any kind. They would just throw stones or even use hot water to fall down and throw it down.
你现在去看的时候，你还可以看到底下找到有磨石在那个地方挖出来的，放在那里。
And you will find some of these traces of this now when you go there.
你看西底家怕不怕？当兵怎么样攻到来的时候，他知道以前哈西卡的时候发生过这些事情。
So Zedekiah now he knew what had happened before and he was greatly frightened.
所以他跑到怎么样神面前，求你为我们祷告。不要以为他就是一个信神的人，怎么样？这是一般人每一个人都有的宗教观。常常会遇到人跟你讲，请你为我祷告。人家讲 Jimmy Swagger， 当他怎么样 fall 了之后，再回来的时候，一个最大的改变是什么？
Someone said Jimmy Swagger after his falling, when he came back, the greatest change in him.
看到人家讲 Please pray for me.
When he sees someone, he will say Please pray for me.
这个并不代表什么。
It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
只可以讲这个人很 religious.
You can say only that he's very religious.
问题是在这个人自己有没有在神面前祷告。甚至于这个人在神面前祷告也不算什么。问题是他有没有在神面前祷做悔改的祷告。甚至于这个人在神面前做了悔改的祷告也不算什么。问题是他行动上面有没有回转过来。我们看到当这个情况被兵围了之后，后来埃及的法老的王过来救了。
We know that Jerusalem was surrounded by army, and then the Egyptian king, his army came over to give a respite.
所以我们看到37章的时候怎么样，巴比伦的兵就逃掉了。
So in chapter 37 of Jeremiah, the Babylonian army, they retreat.
我们看到第二次西底家王怎么样，又向耶利米讲，在37章第17节。 这次没有讲你为我们祷告，他讲有什么话临到没有？
This time he did not say pray for us, but rather say did God give you any word?
就像怎么样，你去算命一样，哎，有没有什么前面的预兆让我看到一下？
Like those who sit after the false gods.
我这边提一下啊，基督徒算命是个 sin， 而且这个 sin 一定要 repent。 你过去算过命的话，求过这个话， 你今天离开这个 camp 之前， 你先 repent。
Christian should never say after honest
to repent。 第二次他又求告神，第三次我们看他又求告神。
And then for the third time he sought after God。
我们看在38章第14节里面，他讲我再问你一件事情，你丝毫不可向我隐瞒。西底家只想从神那边得到资料，他认为怎么样，从神跟他之间有一个 special agent， 就是怎么样，这个耶利米。只想求福而不肯付代价的。我求圣灵问你，你是不是一个西底家在这个心里面？每年来这退休会一次或者两次，只是想求福、求恩惠、平安，而不想付代价的人。如果你是这样的人的话，神跟西底家讲的话跟你讲的是一样，是自欺的人。我们看西底家第二个原因，他为什么是自欺的人？他是怕人而不怕神的人。西底家这个人他不怕怎么样？不怕神。你知道很多时候北美的中国教会有很多长子们他不怕神。带领教会的一些人不怕神，这一点我最害怕。你可以个性再怎么强，但是你如果怕神的话怎么样，神会管教你，神会带领你。当初我跟几位弟兄我们一同开始这个洛哥 Rutgers Chinese Bible Community Church 的时候，我们有四位弟兄，我们来一同的带领这个教会。
When we first started the Brothers Community Church, we had four brothers of us together.
我们四个人的，我们的学识都不一样。
We have different levels of education.
我们的个性是完全不同。
And character and personality are completely different.
我们做事的态度是完全不一样。
We are handling things completely different. different.
我们的性情完全不同。
Character and personality are different.
我们的信神的背景，有的是聚会所的背景，有的是 Baptist 的背景，有的是什么呀？天主教的背景都不一样。
Background of our faith is different from the local church, from Baptist, or from the Catholic church.
感谢主，我们每一个月有一次星期六的早上，在我家里面，我们这四个人聚在一起。
Once a month, four of us gather together in my home.
我们每次讨论事工的时候
，Whenever we discuss our ministry,
我们讨论到一个地步，我们没有办法有什么相同的决定的时候
，When we reach a point that we cannot reach any agreement,
我们会不约而同的大家不讲话。
And we will naturally all of us keep quiet.
我们跪在神的面前祷告。
We kneel before God and we pray.
把这件事情放下来。
We put down this matter.
直到我们四个人也统一的看见重生。
Until the four of us see things the same way.
我不管你个性怎么样强。
Do not worry how strong you are.
主见怎么样强，你的背景怎么样强。
Whether you're strong-minded or you have a strong background.
只要是你是一个怕神的人，你就可以开到随身之处。
西
底家是一个不怕神的人。你讲李牧师，你怎么看得出来他不怕神？我来讲三点，他不怕神。第一点，他是不怕神的话。你看我们第三十七章第九节第十六节里面讲过怎么样？神的话，耶和华如此说：你们不要自欺。然后怎么样？耶利米说：“你必交在巴比伦王的手里。”
In verse 9, it says, "This is what the Lord says: Do not deceive yourself, thinking the Babylonians will surely leave us. Then they will not.
他根本不怕神的话。
And yet he had no fear for God.
对神的话毫无反应。
He had no response for God's word.
第二方面，我讲他不怕神，是他不怕逼迫神的仆人。
And secondly, he was willing to persecute the servant of God.
我们看到第三十八章第四节里面，他怎么？他跟那些首领，你知道他怕首领，比怕神而有过之啊。
You know, he had greater fear for his own officials rather than God.
所以当首领说：“求你把这个人，指着耶利米讲，把他致死的话，致死吧。
”So when the officials told him and said, "This man ought to be put to death."
为什么要把他致死呢？
Why?
因为他讲话跟底下我们城里面剩下的兵跟民众讲的时候，使他们的手发暖。
They claimed that Jeremiah was discouraging the soldiers who are left in the city.
很奇怪啊，犹太人呢、啊、喜欢呢、啊、用手，因为这个右手是他的 power 啊。我们中国人讲是他的脚发暖，他讲是他手发暖。因为他们习惯着 the mighty arm of God， 讲到手是右手是 power。
They used to say the mighty arm of God。
那这个王就跟他讲，就把耶利米就交在你们手里，你们要怎么办就怎么办。
And the king would say, "Well, I'm giving him to your hands. Whatever you do with him, sorry."
那我在北美的教会，我常常看到一些长子啊。对传道人的态度真是不怕神，他也不怕怎么样逼迫神的仆人。
Sometimes I visit certain churches, I feel that the elders and deacons say they have no fear for God, neither they wouldn't mind persecuting God's servant.
他总觉得牧师没有在做事情。
And always the pastors.
他总觉得要教会信徒要开到水深之处的话，只要怎么样，只要用。management 的方法能够逼牧师做工的话呢，就可以整个教会就向前走到水深之处。
If the Christians are going to launch out the deep, as long as the pastor have good management and work hard, and they will do it.
所以几个教会我出去讲道，住在多半都是长老家里面，很少住在牧师家里面。
When I go out and preach, usually I will stay at the elder's home.
居然有几个教会的长老跟我讲，他们叫他的牧师报每天的 time sheet 写今天上午几点钟几点钟在做什么在哪里写 time sheet。
There were even elders who request their pastors to fill a time sheet and to report all his activities every day.
真是不怕逼迫神的仆人。
They had no fear against us servants.
我们看到他第三点，为什么他不怕神？
And thirdly, why is it that Zedekiah didn't have no
fear? 也就是这一点神最弃恶。
It is this that God hated most.
是个背约的人。
He rebelled against his own oath.
哦，神非常的看重约。
God is very mindful of the covenant we made.
那你讲西底家怎么样？背了什么约？
What did he rebel against?
我跟你讲，西底家背了至少两个约。
At least Zedekiah rebelled against two oaths.
我们翻到第三十四章啊，耶利米书第三十四章里面。
34,
我们如果看到第八节开始的时候，我们知道怎么样？西底家叫他的耶路撒冷的众民啊立约。
We read in verse 8, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people in Jerusalem.
你说怎么搞这个很有宗教性啊，不见得认识神的这个王，怎么一下子要这么样严肃起来，要人民跟怎么样神立约了呢？
Why this Zedekiah only seemed religious? How is it that all of a sudden he asked his people to make a covenant with God?
Oh, 有原因的。
There was a reason behind it.
兵临怎么样？城下，这个巴比伦的王的兵怎么样？就在外面围着这个拉结了。
Because the Babylonian army was already reaching Lachi.
拉结如果被打下来的话，耶路撒冷根本没有办法防卫了。
Lachi would fall, then there's no way for.
哦，所以他讲现在我们赶快要洁净，为什么城里面的人从来没有守过律法？
哦， we must hurry and cleanse ourselves because the people have never observed God's law.
有一条律法怎么样？是讲到希伯来人，你不能叫他做奴隶，做奴隶做六年的话，第七年一定要问他，他愿不愿意走？他愿意走的话，就放他走了。
There's a law that you cannot force a Hebrew to be slave for you for more than 6 years.
你不能让你的弟兄一直怎么样做你的奴仆？所以他要叫怎么样？这些民众跟官长呢，跟他们的奴仆立约了。
So he asked his own people and his officials to make covenant.
好，立完约之后怎么样？这个巴比伦王啊，埃及的王过来了，巴比伦的军队逃掉了，走掉了，散了。
Afterwards, the Babylonian army fled.
散了之后，他讲这个约不必再立了，不必再 keep 了。为什么这些民众跟首领有钱的人讲什么样？我们的奴隶都跑掉了，那怎么行？又把他们再抓回来，再来怎么样做自己的奴仆？你看到没有？十一节讲，后来却又反悔，怎么叫所认去自由的仆人跟卑女回来，勉强他们人为仆奴仆。
So after that, they changed, so they sent back their slaves and made servants.
立约对神来讲是有 covenant relationship， 是非常的重视。我们今天讲的第二个神学思想是 covenant theology。
God is very mindful of the covenant we made, so the second theological thought we'll consider is the covenant theology.
你看第十八节到第二十节这个地方是讲立约以前是怎么样立的。你知道以前的人怎么立约的？
You know how they made covenant?
他们立约是怎么样？跟他们赫人或者跟他们迦南人、啊、学的一个风俗。
They had learned from the Canaanites their tradition.
那这个风俗是什么样呢？就是说你要跟我立约的话，你拿一只牛奶，我拿一只羊奶。
That is, if you're going to make covenant with me, you'll bring a cow and I'll bring a lamb.
我们在神面前把这个奉献。
And we offer this to God.
然后把它切开一半在这边，一半在这边。然后你跟我一同发誓，对神发誓说我们立约。
And then we both of us make an oath to God and say we make a covenant.
然后我们说，如果我们中间有一方毁约的话
，And then we say if any of us break this covenant,
我们的身体就跟这动物一样，一半在这边，一半在这边，这叫 self curse 的一个 covenant。然后我们两个同时从这个怎么样中间动物中间走过去。
So both of us walk through this in between.
我跟你讲，在这边解释，圣经上没有几次地方解释这个约啊。
There are not many places explaining the covenant, but here it is.
第一次讲到这个约的时候是创世纪第十五章亚伯拉罕跟神立这个约。
The first time I mentioned the covenant was Abraham making the covenant with God in Genesis chapter 15.
很多人不懂这个约的意思是什么。
Many do not understand the meaning of this covenant.
所以我们读经要认识神，读经要读得仔细。这边可以解释怎么样？亚伯拉罕所立的那个约是什么意思？
So when we study the Bible, we study carefully. This place will interpret the meaning of Abraham's covenant.
因为20节21节讲的，如果我们中间毁约的话，我们跟这个动物一样。
Because in verse 20 and 21, it mentions if we break the covenant, we'll be like that animal.
有一次我在一个地方，我用这个 NIV Study Bible 的时候，我在讲这个约的时候啊，有一个马上就问了，他想我从来没有听过人家这样解释啊。
One time I was speaking in an audience and they mentioned this, I've never heard about this, explained this covenant.
那你讲 NIV Study Bible 很好，这个上面有没有讲，有没有注这样的注释？
Does NIV Study Bible give us such an explanation?
哦，他马上考我了讲的，所以我倒很害怕啊。我就把 NIV Study Bible 打开来，因为我这个是怎么样，神学院里面我学到的，告诉我这个约的意思。因为我们讲到希伯来人以前他们的生活习惯跟立约的方式。
Since I learned this from the seminary actually, so I had to open the NIV Bible see whether it's there as well.
所以我翻到创世纪第十五章，
turn to Genesis chapter 15,
打开一看我才放心。哦，上面啊很清楚的解释为什么要从中间走过去。
I opened it clear, and then read it. There is a very clear explanation.
弟兄姐妹们，
so God is very mindful of us making a covenant.
好，我们看到怎么样？我们看到他是个背约的人，不但跟奴仆立约，而且背负了跟巴比伦王立的约。
So Zedekiah broke his covenant, not only the covenant with his own people, but also his covenant with the Babylon king.
所以他不怕神，但是他却怕人。我们看到38章第19节里面，他讲我怕那些投降加勒底人的人，他不敢投降。耶利米告诉他，你应当投降。他讲我不敢投降，怕人怎么样？怕那些比我先投降的人，到时候我去的时候，他们来捉弄我。
I'm afraid to give it up. I'm afraid of those people who already given up, and maybe they would laugh at me.
当我们看到第38章24节，他第三次求问耶利米的时候
，Chapter 38, verse 24, for the third time he seek God's word from Jeremiah.
耶利米把神的话跟他讲的时候，他讲你不要使人知道这些，不要使人知道这些神的话。为什么他怕人家知道？怕人。
After Jeremiah told him God's word, he said, "Don't let anybody know about conversation or God's word."
这个人是个怕人而不怕神的一个人，是一个自欺的一个人。神所重用的人，神所拣选犹大剩余的人，都是怎么样？都是应当是怕神而不怕人的人。新约里面让我们看到彼得跟众使徒怎么样，跟那些监狱跟那些官长们讲什么，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。弟兄姐妹，我们看到他是个自欺的人，不但是因为他求福而不肯怎么样付上代价。不但是他又是怕人，而且他又是 不怕神的一个人。第三方面让我们看到他是怎么样凭聪明而是不顺从神的一个人。我们看到第37章里面给他的一个评语。第37章里面我们看到第37章里面第二节是一个评语，但西底家和他的臣仆并国中的百姓都不听从耶和华借先知耶利米所说的话。 Disobedience
37 verse 2, neither he nor his attendants nor the people of the land pay any attention to the words of the Lord as spoken through Jeremiah the prophet.
神叫他们投降而不要怎么样，不要反抗啊，巴比伦王。
God told them to give up to the king of Babylon rather than going against him.
巴比伦王是外邦人，居然叫我们被拣选的人投降外邦人，在我的 intellect I couldn't understand.
But you say Babylonians are Gentiles, and how is it we being chosen people of God we are to give in the dream. I couldn't understand.
所以西底家怎么样？他的脑子里面他讲的，我没有办法怎么样？这是 common sense, doesn't make sense.
He said, "I told himself, this doesn't make sense at all."
因为怎么样？叫我投降外邦人。
Gentiles,
你知道吗？神要我们顺服，没有从来没有讲到顺服是 make sense 的。神要用的人仆人是怎么样？是 radical obedience。
Servants of God are to be radically obedient.
不讲理的服从 ，unreasonable 怎么样的 obedience？
Obedience without question, without reason.
你有没有想到神叫亚伯拉罕献以撒？你想到这是一个 unreasonable 的一个 demand。有一次一个弟兄讲，讲这么莫名其妙，这个神我没有办法相信。这个是一个 radical obedience。How can a loving God demand us to do that？ 而且这个风俗是什么样？迦南人的风俗。
And this practice actually is a practice of the Canaanites.
怎么可以神要求我们顺从迦南人的的习惯而奉献自己的小孩？
How can God ask us to practice what the Canaanites did and offer up our child?
你有没有想过这些？
Have you ever thought of it?
我们读圣经的时候要想。
When you read the Bible, study the Bible, you have to think.
神是不是要叫我们 radical obedience?
When God really requires this radical obedience.
我稍微花几分钟解释一下，因为对我们观念很重要。
Let me spend a few minutes to explain this. It's very important.
只有在一种关系之下，神可以有这样的 demand. Only based one condition, 神可以怎么样？神可以要求你 radical obedience.
Only based on one condition can God require us of this radical obedience.
这一个 condition 就是我们今天所讲的第二个神学思想。
Such, this condition is what we meant by covenant.
Under covenant, 他有这个 demand.
So under covenant, he could give us such a
demand. 我们是与神立约的人。
Since we have made a covenant with God,
神有 all the rights 要怎么样 demand 亚伯拉罕做这件事情。
So God had all the right to demand Abraham.
你讲 why, 李牧师？因为怎么样？因为神在创世纪里面十五章的时候跟亚伯拉罕讲，我要祝福你跟祝福你的后裔。
God had mentioned to Abraham in chapter 15 of Genesis that I'm going to bless you and bless your seed.
我跟你讲，亚伯拉罕跟我们中间的人一样，很聪明的一个人。
Abraham was just like one of us. He was very smart.
Prove it to me. 他讲我要 prove.
Prove it to me. Prove it to me.
神讲你要 prove， 我现在跟你立约。
He said, "Yes, you want proof? I'm going to make a covenant with you."
你去准备三只羊、三只牛、一对斑鸠过来。
Prepare three lambs and three ox and Yes,
把它切成一半对一半放在那里，然后怎么样？然后你等我。
Then you wait for me.
我们看到创世纪第十五章的时候，当怎么样？当亚伯拉罕把亚伯兰把这些都放好的时候，怎么样？亚伯兰等 ，nothing happened 的时候，他就睡着了。
After Abraham had prepared all of this, he was waited and nothing happened. He fell asleep.
跟我们中间很多人在等怎么样？Nothing happened 在我们的身上，神的应许没有在我们的身上。
Similar to our situation, we wait and as God's promise is not fulfilled.
所以我们会怎么样 ？Disappointment with God.
So we're disappointed.
好，我们看到怎么样？正在这个时候怎么样？大黑暗落在他身上。
We saw that just at that moment, great darkness fell upon him.
我们看到十七节，创世纪十五章十七节是日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从在那些肉块中间经过去。
Verse 17 said, when the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking firepot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces.
请注意十七节、十八节是连在一起的，很重要啊。
17 and 18.
十八节讲，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约了。
Verse 18 say, on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
神按照了那些当初当地的赫人的习惯，怎么样？一半对一半来跟你起发誓的时候起立约的时候，怎么样？冒烟的炉跟火把烧着的火把这样烧过去，表示神从中间走过去。
So God used this Hittite tradition of how to make covenant, but then the fire come upon in between these pieces of animals indicating God was passing through.
你看神跟人立的这个约。
So God and His covenant with men.
这个是 unreasonable 的一个怎么样一个 treaty.
Actually, it's an unreasonable treaty.
你看这个神讲，如果我有一天毁约的话，我怎么样？我为你死怎么样？因为我从中间走过去了。我的身体一半在这边，一半在这边。
In other words, God Himself was saying, if one day I should break this covenant, I'm going to die for you because I have passed through these broken animals.
我跟你讲，犹太人懂得，受到的启示，旧约时代的人受到的启示，没有比我们新约时代受的启示多。
You know, the Jewish people, they understand their revelation is not any more than our revelation.
旧约的人从来不会想到 how could God.Die for us.
In the time of the Old Testament, they would never think as if, how could God possibly die?
神怎么会死的？
How could God die?
神怎么会跟我们立约会死的？
How could He make covenant with us?
所以我想亚伯拉罕都没有想象到神哪里会死，跟我神走过去了，但是神怎么会死的？
So I think even Abraham didn't think about it. It's like passed through it, but how could he die?
犹太人只想到怎么样？神只爱怎么样？神的爱只是狭窄的，只爱犹太人，不爱外邦人。
Jewish people think God's son ought to love only the Jewish people, not the Gentiles.
但是保罗讲怎么样？基督的爱是长阔高深。
Paul said the love of Christ is how long and how breadth and wide and deep.
我们知道神不但爱犹太人，神也爱怎么样？爱中国人，爱外邦人。神是多少的宽他的爱？
He loves the Chinese, he loves the Gentiles. How wide is his love?
犹太人只知道怎么样？神爱犹太人，但是他们不会想到神会为他们死。但是我们知道怎么样？基督的爱不但是长阔，而且是高深。Christ died for us， 神为我们死掉。
The love of Christ is not only long and wide, but also high and deep. He died.
神的确，他的身体一半在这边，一半在那边。基督在十字架上的身体为我们破碎。
But indeed, Christ's body was broken.
这是一个 unreasonable 的一个 demand， man demand God to die.
This is unreasonable demand. Through this covenant, man demand God to die.
所以神跟亚伯拉罕是有个 covenant relationship.
Therefore, there was a covenant between Abraham and God.
所以这是在 covenant relationship 中间是不允许有第三者加入这个中间的。
So under such a covenant, they ought to be they ought not to be the third person in between.
Under covenant relationship, 神可以叫亚伯拉罕怎么样？叫亚伯拉罕奉献他的儿子，因为怎么样，他的儿子成了他的主劳来爱神。
So under covenant, God could demand Abraham to offer up his son.
我有一次讲到的时候，讲到神的爱的时候，讲完的时候，有一位弟兄跑来 challenge 我。
One time I was preaching on the love of God, someone came to challenge me.
他很凶猛，他跑来讲，他说李牧师，我没有办法接受你讲的话。
He was very strong, he said, I could not accept what you said.
十诫里面讲到 I am a jealous God， 我是个忌邪的神。但是同样的怎么样， Agape Love 在哥林多前书十三章里面讲到，我是不嫉妒的，爱是不嫉妒的。
And yet in 1 Corinthians
13
talks about love, love doesn't jealous.
你怎么解释？
How do you explain?
我回到家之后，我讲我当初的解释他不能接受。我讲我回到家之后，我准备之后再写信回来。
I talked to him and he will accept. I say I'll go home and I'll write you later.
从我回去的时候花了三个钟头，然后写了一封长信给他。
I spent 3 hours and wrote him a long letter.
我讲那个是 under covenant relationship.
I said that I was under covenant relationship.
Under covenant relationship, 所以怎么样？神可以讲 I am a jealous God.
Under covenant relationship, God could say, "I am a jealous God."
I also
gave him an example.
我们中间现在每一个人结婚的人都是 under covenant relationship.
And all of us who are married are also under covenant.
因为你 under God 在人的面前你讲怎么样？你去哪里我也去哪里，你在哪里死我也在哪里死。
Because under God, you say wherever you go, I will go; wherever you die, I will die.
That's under covenant relationship, 立约的。
So that's the covenant.
夫妻之间不允许第三者加入的。同样的，神跟人之间不允许怎么样，第三者加入。西底家怎么样？西底家是一个悖约的一个人。
second time broke his covenant.
神要我们要立约的人，我们中间每一个人都是立约的人，我们接受他的都是立约的人。
And all of us who have accepted the Lord, we have made a covenant with him.
神再一次，我们领圣餐的时候再提醒我一下，提醒我们中间每一个人，神提醒，这是我立约的血，你们怎么样？你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。主耶稣讲了几个字，这是我立约的血，提醒我们，我们每一个人是 under covenant。然后他还怕我们会忘记讲，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。Remember the covenant.
He said, "Remember this. Do this.
Do remember." I sometimes envy those young ministers who offer themselves as missionaries at a very young age. Sometimes I envy
those young ministers who offer themselves at a very
young age. Sometimes I envy those young ministers who offer
themselves at a very young age.
Sometimes I envy those young ministers who offer themselves at a very young age. Sometimes I envy those young ministers who offer themselves at a very young age. Sometimes I envy those young ministers who offer themselves at a very youngSometimes we offer ourselves with a young age is a naive obedience. Listen. I agree that we ought to go to seminary, but don't use it too long a time. Don't
do 35 years.
除非神 call 你以后要做做神学的研究啊，不然的话，三年差不多。
And that's going to call you to be in the teaching the seminary. Otherwise, 3 years is all right.
因为你读得越久的话，你那个 naive 天真的心越来越没有了。
The more you study, the naive or the simple heart will disappear.
我们要从 naive obedience， 神要叫我们 move 到一个怎么样，进展到一个怎么样 radical obedience.
God wants to move us from naive obedience to radical obedience.
Wherever you ask, 我要 go, I will go. Radical obedience.
Wherever you send me, wherever you ask me to go, I will go.
Radical obedience 最后要叫我们进展到一个地步，怎么样？要追求卓越，像 excellence of Jesus Christ.
And this radical obedience will move us forward until we will be like Christ, like His excellence.
因为 Christ is absolute obedience.
Because He Himself, our Lord Himself, has absolute obedience for the Father.
弟兄姐妹们，我们中间每一个人都是立约的人。
So my brothers and sisters, every one of us has made a covenant with God.
重生得救，我们领圣餐的人都是立约的人。
Every born again Christian who take the bread and the cup, we are in covenant.
神可以对我们中间要求任何的 radical obedience.
God could demand any of us a radical obedience.
不允许中间一件事情、一个人或一个家庭或任何的事情加在这个我们跟神之间。
You will not allow anyone, any person, any thing, or any relationship to go in between us and God.
I
especially want to mention those of us who make the decision to follow the Lord.
We 千万不要 rationalize 自己.
Do not let us rationalize.
We are 一个立约的人.
We are covenant people.
我们这三天的时间，我们思想如何开到水深之处。
The last 3 days, we thought about how we launch out into the deep.
要开到水深之处，我们必须要与神同工。
First of all, we must be co-workers with God.
我们必须要能够接受主耶稣的视线。
We must
divine
vision.
我们必须要接受 divine command.
We must also accept His command.
我们要有 obedience.
We have to have obedience.
我们要接受 divine calling.
We want to receive His divine calling.
彼得如此被呼召出来的。
Peter was.So-called.
彼得告诉我们说
And Peter told us,
我们要追求卓越 be diligent.
We have to be diligent and seek after excellence.
他让我们看到这个 excellency 的卓越的源头是在主耶稣基督在神。
To open our eyes to see the source of excellence is in Christ himself.
他也让我们看到卓越的追寻是 to be like him.
And that our seeking after the goal is that we be like the Lord Christ.
他也让我们看到卓越的奖赏是什么。
As to see the reward of the seed.
有一个丰盛的生命 fruitfulness.
We have an abundant and fruitful life.
有一个视线不像瞎眼的人有 vision.
So we have vision, not be blinded.
我们可以怎么样丰丰富富进到神的国度而永不失脚是有 assurance.
We have assurance that we never fall.
今天我们学到的是要开到随身之处不要做一个自欺的人。
Today,
I want to launch out to the deep and not be a self-deceived person. 不要做一个只求福而不肯付代价的人。
We will not be one who only seek after after God's blessing and willing to pay any price.
不要做一个只怕人而不怕神的人。
And don't be anyone who fear man and not God.
不要做一个只凭聪明而不顺服神的人。
And not to be anyone who rely on his own wisdom and not be obedient to God.
我对今天剩下的这批 remnant 一同一同勉励学习。
Remnants of today, and I do encourage you and you learn together.
你我都是立约的人。
All of us are God's covenant people.
我们要有立约的忠诚 ，covenant loyalty.
We have covenant loyalty.
因为他对我们有那个忠诚的爱 ，loyal love, loyalty plus love.
Because God has shown His loyal love toward us.
我们对他也必须要有爱跟忠诚。
And likewise, we have to be loyal to Him and to love.
我们追求他，我们要格外的殷勤，分外的殷勤，才能开到随身之处。我们低头祷告。天父，愿你自己的话语，你自己的感动，在我们心中动工，直到我们屈服在你自己恩典之下。
Work in our hearts until we completely submissive into your grace.
直到我们在你面前说 "My Lord, My Lord, I'm not worthy to save, to serve you."
直到我们说主啊，我实在不配来侍奉你。
让你自己的恩典、你自己的能力、你自己的美德充满我们。
Your grace and your power, your virtue fill us.
让我们凭着你跟我们同工，能够进到水深之处。
And now, just as we co-working with you, that we may launch out to the deep.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In the Lord Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.